So for Parshas Baal Loscha, okay, let's just see. Now, I'm just trying to figure out, okay. Of course, Parshas Baal Loscha is unique, especially in that it breaks down into a special parasha, a separate parasha, right in the middle, which is Vayehi ben Tzoar HaAron, what we call the Nunin HaFuchim. And that's made up of two psukim. Vayehi ben Tzoar HaAron, Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Hashem V'yafutzo Ivecha, V'yanusu Misanecha Miponecha. That's pasuk number one. And that pasuk describes what we call the Aron Benesia. So the Aron is on the move. And a second pasuk, Bimenucha Yomar, represents the Aron Bimenucha, stationary, resting. And these are the two psukim which, according to Chazal, and we're going to see halachic implications of this, represent a parsha unto itself. Not only a parsha unto itself, but even a sefer unto itself. So for example, if I were to ask you halachically, what is the minimum size of a sefer? Like, let's say for example, I have a sefer Torah, but most of it got erased. How much would have to remain that was not erased in order for it to qualify as a sefer Torah? So we're going to derive this from the parasha of Nunin HaFuchim, which is made up of 85 letters. So the first nafkemina is the case of Tumas Yodayim. This is a sugya in the first parak of Shabbos and a mishnah in Masechet Yodayim. Chazal made a takana that if you touch a sefer Torah directly without a mantle, without any separation, that's called Arum, then you're metami yodayim, and that, if you come in contact with truma, is metami truma. So what constitutes and qualifies as a sefer, such that it's metami tumas yodayim? So the Mishnah says, sefer shenimchak v'nishtayer bo pei hei, 85 letters, is already metami yodayim, it's called a sefer. How do we derive this conclusion of... derive this conclusion that if it has 85 letters left, it's a sefer, from the fact that the Torah considers Vayehi ben Tzoar HaAron a sefer, and it's made up of 85 letters. Another nafkamina is the sugya in Shabbos of Matzilin Sefer Mipnei Adleika, which means you're allowed to take a sefer out of the Rishus HaYochin into a Karolis in order to save it if there's a fire. And again, how much of a minimum requirement of osios to set it up as a sefer so that the halacha of Hatzola will apply? It's got to have 85 letters. Now, the pasuk in Mishle, which is interpreted by Chazal as a reference to Sifrei Torah, speaks about the number Shiva. Rabbi Yonah, son of the Medrash, says that there are 7 Sifrei Torah. Now, we know that Bereishis is a Sefer Torah and Shmos, but how do you get 7? We know of 5. But if Vayehi ben Tzoar HaAron is a Sefer unto itself, so you've got Bereishis, you've got Shmos, you have Vayikra, you have the first half of Bamidbar until Vayehi ben Tzoar, you have Vayehi ben Tzoar, the second half of the Sefer of Bamidbar, and you end up with Sefer Dvarim. Hence you have seven Sfarim. And just to summarize, the minimum amount of a Sefer is 85 letters, and that has nafkaminis as far as Tumas Yodayim is concerned, has nafkaminis as far as Hatzolah Mifnei Adleika, and there are 7 Sifrei Torah if you break up Amidbar into 3 Sfarim. the first half of Bamidbar up till Vayibin Sora, and the second half of Bamidbar, the last half of Bamidbar, up until the end of Sefer Bamidbar. And thus we have seven Sifrei Torah. The Baal HaTurim finds a remez in the fact that the first pasuk of this Sefer Bifnei Atzma Ibn Soa is made up of 12 words, and you can count them. The second pasuk is made up of 7 words, and that parallels the first pasuk in the Torah and the last pasuk in the Torah. The first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, is made up of 7 words, and the last pasuk in the Torah, Ulechol Ayada Chazaka, etc., etc., is made up of 12 words. So that parallels the 2 psukim, which are really connected to the entire Torah. They're a sefer bifnei atzmo. Just like if you take the entire Torah, you start with 7 words and you end with 12 words. Here also, in the reverse order, we start with 12 words and then we go to 7 words. Fine. Now, let's talk about a minig b'Yisrael. When we take a Sefer Torah out of the Aron, we recite the pasuk Vayehi ben Soa Aron. When we replace the Sefer Torah in the Aron, we recite the pasuk Ubenucha Yomar, the second pasuk. Al derech hapshat, we can understand that. The Sefer Torah is being taken out, it's, so to speak, on the move, and that's the Aron b'nisiyaso, that's by Ibn Soa. We're bringing the Sefer Torah back in its permanent resting place, that's b'venucha yomar. But on a deeper level, what are these 2 psukim all about? And why do they correspond to taking out the Sefer Torah and bringing back the Sefer Torah? So we're looking for a deeper understanding, and we're going to try to understand it based on the Megala Mukos. His name was Shapiro. He lived about 5 centuries ago, and he says an amazing chiddush. The first pasuk, Vayehi ben Soa Aron, is a remez to Golus. The second pasuk, Vayehi Ubnucha Yomar, is a remez to the Gula, the ultimate redemption. So he says the following. Moshe Rabbeinu sees with his prophetic eye the future Golios. And we're going to break down the Golios into 4 component parts. Vayehi ben Soa Aron, Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that the Aron is on the move. It's now spreading out, leaving the Mishkan. That represents Golus. So he stands up and he prays. Kuma Hashem v'yafutzai vecha. The Jewish people are going out to Golus. We need your protection. And who could say that more than our generation, as we are exposed to so many adversaries? However, Moshe Rabbeinu also prophesies, foresees the ultimate redemption, which is by Bibnucha Yomar. And that means that ultimately the Torah will come back to where it belongs. The Aron is now replaced in its Mishkan, in the Mishkan, where it belongs. The Mishkan represents the Beis HaMikdash. Vayehi ben Soa Aron, the first pasuk, means that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. There's no Mishkan. We've taken apart the Mishkan. It's disassembled. And that symbolically means that there is no Beis HaMikdash. However, we go out into Golus. What goes out into Golus? What do we take out with us as we're exiled from Eretz Yisrael? The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. We take out the Aron. We take out the Luchos HaBris. We take out the Torah. The Torah now is spreading throughout the world in Golus. Ultimately, and this is the prophecy of the second pasuk, Menucha Yomar, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The Mishkan is now assembled once again, and the Torah is now the Torah is now pulled back to the Beis HaMikdash. So again, what we're looking at is the Beis HaMikdash as the hub, as the abode and the natural habitat of the Torah. With the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah, together with the people of Israel, go out to exile. And we're looking forward to the Torah, together with Klal Yisrael, returning back to the Beis HaMikdash when the Mikdash is going to be rebuilt. Now, you all know of Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Rav Tzadok HaKohen tells us that it's not coincidental that of the seven Sfarim, starting from Bereishis, ending with Dvarim, the Vayehi ben Tzohar HaAron is the fifth Sefer. And why is that so? So again, let's just count it. You have Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, first half of Bamidbar, that's four. And Vayehi ben Tzohar HaAron is the fifth Sefer. Why? What's the significance of being five? It's not coincidental. And he says that there are seven Midos. There are seven, shall we call them, manifestations of divinity. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. And the fifth is Hod. So that the Sefer, which is the fifth Sefer, Vayehi ben Tzohar HaAron, corresponds to Hod. Again, keep in mind, the Pasuk of Mishlei speaks about the number seven, and Rabbi Yonason in the Medrash says there are seven Sefer Torah. The fifth of the seven is Vayehi ben Tzohar HaAron. And that parallels the fifth of the Midos, which is the Mid of Hod. Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, the Midah of Hod has its splendor and glory, and it has the opposite, which is its destruction. Hod, Vayehi ben Tzohar HaAron, means they took apart the Mishkan, which symbolically represents the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, when the Mishkan is reassembled and the Aron goes back into its B'menucha Yomer, that represents the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the ultimate Geula. So we have Hod working in two directions. In the positive direction, that's Hey, Vav, Dalid, and in the negative direction. If you turn the word Hod around and you read it backwards, you end up with the word Dalid Vav Hey. So you can write that on a piece of paper, you'll see what I mean. Hod this way and Dalid Vav Hey the other way. Now, describing the mourning and the grief for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, the Navi says in Eicha, Nisanani Shomema, you have made me desolate. Kolayom Dava. Dava, which means mourning and lamenting and grief, that's the opposite of Hod. It's the same three letters in the opposite direction. So Rav Tzadok HaKohen quotes the Arizal, who says that the Churban HaBayis is going to happen towards the end of the fifth millennia after creation. And that corresponds to the Mid of Hod. And the Navi is crying out, Kolayom Dava. Dava means Hod is now upside down, so to speak, right? It's in the wrong direction. It's Zelu Maseh. It's the destruction of Hod. The Beis HaMikdash is now, instead of Hod, has been converted into Dava. Total desecration and desolation. The pasuk in Divrei Hayomim is the pasuk, the source of all the seven midos. Locha Hashem Agdula, Vagvura, Vatiferes, Vanetzach, Vahod, etc. And Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in Brachos darshins that the fifth, which is Hod, is connected to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Beis Hamikdash is Hod. It is the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a sense, it's the connecting point between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our earth. And that's the fifth midah, which is the midah of Hod, which is splendor. The Beis HaMikdash is now the center of divinity on this world. And therefore the Beis HaMikdash is Hod. If the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we end up with Dava. And Vayhi ben Tsar Aaron, which is the fifth of the seven Svarim, corresponds to the fifth of the Midos, the Mid of Hod, because Vayhi ben Tsar Aaron, that Sefer is all about the Beis HaMikdash. Its destruction, the Torah and the people of Israel going out to exile, and then the ingathering of the exiles, when the Aron is replaced b'menucha back in the Mishkan, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the ultimate Geula. Then the Megala Mukos goes a step further. And here we want to look at Parshas Masai. And in Irtz Hashem, you'll catch up to us in a few weeks when we get to Matas Masai. And there, the Torah enumerates 42 Masot. Klal Yisrael encamp in 42 locations in the 40 years in the Midbar. Says the Megala Mukos, each one of these encampments in the Midbar correspond to a different location of Golus. So the Jewish people are being spread out in the Midbar in 42 locations. That alludes to the 42 Golios. Again, there are four major Golios, but the four major Golios subdivide into a total of 42 subcategories. It's like Ovis and Toldos. And this is going to go on in the period of time from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Bias HaMashiach. There are four Golios, and he says that these four Golios will, as we said before, subdivide and spread into 42 smaller locations where Klal Yisrael will enter. Ela Masai Bnei Yisrael Asher Yatzu Me'aretz Mitzrayim Tzivos V'Yad Moshe V'Aaron, says the Megala Mukos, Holchu Yisrael B'Midbar Mem Beis Masos V'Nirmozim Bo Kol Yimei Olam, all the days of Golos Ad Bias Goel. Now, where do we find a remez to the four Golios? If you take the first letter of each of the four words of Parshas Masai, the begin Parshas Masai, Ela Masai B'nei Yisrael. Aleph, that corresponds to Edom. Mem of Masai corresponds to Modai. The Beis of B'nei corresponds to Bavel. And the Yud of Yisrael corresponds to Yavon. These are the four major kingships that will subjugate the Jewish people. But we will be spread out into smaller places and smaller Golios within the framework of those four kingships. How many different Golios will there be? A total of 42. These are the 42 Masos. So we have Elam Maso B'nei Yisrael, which refers to the four major Golios of Edom, Modai, Bavel, and Yavon. And then we have a subdivision into 42 different locations in different periods of time. And all of these 42 Golios will take us from Yitzias Mitzrayim all the way until Bias HaMashiach. Says the Megala Mukos, and this is fascinating, you know that the Trump have words. Right, each one of the Tamei HaMikra have words. If you look at the trup of Ela Masai B'nei Yisrael, the trup over the Ela is what's called Azla Gerish. And the trup over B'nei Yisrael is Munach Revi'i. And if you read that, Asla Gerish means we went out because we were exiled. Gerish, we were Megurashim. Munach Revi'i, meaning after the four Golios, Munach, we will return to our original home, which is Yerushalayim, which is the Beis HaMikdash, at the culmination of these 42 Golios. So, Ela Masai B'nei Yisrael, these are the 42 Masos, refer to Asla Gerish, that means our being exiled from the land of Israel, from the Beis HaMikdash, and Munach Revi, then finally after the fourth Golos, at the end of that period of time, Munach, we will be returning to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash Hashlishi will be built. So all this is symbolically represented by the Vayhi B'Mtzoah Aharon. And it really all comes down to a statement in the Gemara in Brachos, a very famous statement: "Miyom shacharei Beis HaMikdash, ein lo laKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo el adalid amos shel halacha bilvad." So, what do we take with us? What's our spiritual baggage following the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? When the Mishkan is taken apart, we go out vayehi b'Mtzoah Aharon. The Aharon is the Torah, and that's all we have in Golus. What keeps us going in Golus, on a spiritual level, is the Torah. And after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's what we take out. We have the Torah. And therefore, when it says that this parsha of Vayehi B'Mtzoah Aharon has to be read at a certain period of time, and what is that period of time? It always coincides with what we call Bein HaMitzorim. Now, Bein HaMitzorim from Shivas B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av is made up of 21 days. If you take each day and you divide it into two units, day and night, Yom and Laila, you end up with 21 times 2, and that's 42. These are the 42 Golios that correspond to the 42 time units of the Bein HaMitzorim. This is the period of time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's the purpose of Golus? We really have two approaches. One approach is going to be the approach of Mipnei Chataeinu Golinu Me'artzeinu. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us when we don't deserve to live in Eretz Yisrael, so we're sent into Golus. However, the Balei HaMachshava have a whole different understanding of why we're sent into Golus. And what we want to do now is we want to study their understanding and see if we can reconcile that with our understanding of Ibnei Chataeinu Galinu Me'artzeinu. Because at the surface of it, the Balei HaMachshava is saying something that's totally antithetical to Mipnei Chataeinu Galinu Me'artzeinu. Let's begin with a sefer which is called Botzinon D'Nahora, Rabbeinu Baruch. You'll see this if you have the text in the middle of page 2 on the bottom. And he says the following. We have a parsha of Shoftim, which is the parsha of the Bezdin HaGadol, the highest court in Israel that sat in the Lishkas HaGozis outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki polei mimcha davar lemishpat. We're confused. We don't have a clear understanding and interpretation of the mishpat, of the laws of the Torah. Bein dam ledan, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. Says the Torah, "V'kamto v'olisa l'mokom asher yivcha Hashem elokecha bo." Go up to the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean that when we have an ambiguous, or shall we say a confusing understanding or lack thereof of the Torah, we go up to the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is the following. Istakel Boraisa Ubora Alma. The Torah itself is a map for the creation of the world. The world itself, in its geographic locations, every single area is a reflection of the original design, the original plan, which is the Torah itself. Bereishis bara Elokim, HaTorah omeres, says the Medrash, ani ha'isi kli umnaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mabit b'Torah u'boreis ha'olam. Reishis ein reishis ela Torah. So with the Torah, that's the kli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. Says Rabbeinu Baruch in the Botzina de Nahara, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Torah with, I'm sorry, creates the universe with the Torah, therefore, the Torah is divided up into partial. Some of them are longer, some of them are smaller. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the Torah to create the world, and the various locations of the world correspond to the different partials of the Torah. You may have, you know, a massive parsha like Parshas Noso, so that's Canada, probably, because Canada is a massive landmass. And then you may have smaller areas on the world, and you can have an Ireland or an Iceland, you know, smaller places. They correspond to smaller parshas of the Torah. Again, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world from the Torah, and each parsha represents a different part of the world. So there's no part of the world that doesn't have its roots or its life force in the Torah. Every part of the universe, every location geographically on the face of the globe is as a chiyus, so to speak. It has a life force that corresponds to and is nurtured by a part of the Torah. So now we have a beautiful parallel here between the Torah and the world. Every part of the world is connected to another part of the Torah. You'll have larger areas, you'll have smaller areas, but every part of the world is connected to a specific part of the Torah. That's called the Stakel Baraisa Ubara Alma. Says Rabbeinu Baruch, this is amazing, that we find that a person can study the Torah in a particular location, and he gets to a stone wall. He can't seem to figure out the Torah. Then he's Mishana Mako. He ends up in a different place. And all of a sudden, the same Torah that he got stumped by, he couldn't understand, all of a sudden he understands it. It could be that that part of the Torah corresponds to the second location. That second location is a reflection of that chelik of Torah. He was in the first location. He was totally confused and he couldn't figure out the Torah. And he had to relocate himself, Mishana Makom, and he found himself in a new place. Dafka, in that place, the lights of the Torah were revealed to him. And all of a sudden he understood the Torah. Because it could be that that new place was exactly where he had to be. Says Rabbeinu Baruch, this is the deeper meaning of the Mishnah in Avos. Ein lecha davar shein lo makom. The word davar always is a symbol of the Torah. Right? Like it's chui machem dvarim, for example. Right? Ein davar el Torah. So ein lecha davar, there's no Torah shein lo makom. There's some location which is a connection, which is connected to that particular Torah. So let's go back now to Parshas Shoftim. Ki yipaleh mimcha davar. Again, the word davar means the Torah. Lemishpat. You might have a confusion about dam, you might have a confusion about din, about nega, etc., etc. So what happens? The kamtov alisa l'amokom asher yivchar Hashem. There's one location on the face of the globe which will guarantee you that you'll be able to find an answer to your question. And what is that? That's going to be Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. the Count of Alisa.
Why is it that the Count of Alisa, when we get to the Beis HaMikdash, all of a sudden we have an answer and a clarification of all the Yipolim Chadavars, all of our questions, all of our confusions about Mishpat, about Dam L'Dam, etc., etc.? The answer, says Rabbeinu Baruch, is Yushalayim is Klula Mikol, Mikola Olam Kula. Yushalayim is a total integration of the entire universe. All the parts of the Torah and all the parts of the world are connected or included in Yushalayim. I'll read to you his language. This is at the end of page 2. He writes, Yushalayim Klula Mikola Olam Kula. Lachem, he koleles besocha kol chelkei haTorah hakshurim l'chol haolam. So you've got one spot on the face of the earth. It's like a Joker card. You know, every part of the earth somehow reflects itself in Yushalayim. And therefore, when we get to Yushalayim, there'll be a gilui, a revelation of any chelik of Torah that we were confused about. Because we don't have to go to any specific location on the face of the earth that corresponds to that Torah in order to get clarification, because Yerushalayim combines all of the earth and all of the Torah. So when it says V'kamta V'alisa L'mokav Asher Yivchar Hashem, it's referring to Yerushalayim that combines all Chelkei HaTorah in the entire world. And this is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Because V'kamta Alisa L'mokom, Chazal say that's the Beis HaMikdash, the Lishkas HaGozis. And this is codified in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Elu v'elu boim lebezden ha-godol shebelishkas ha-gozis, shemimenu yotzeis hora l'chol Yisrael. All of the Torah goes out of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, and the Kamp of Alisa L'Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, that's where Torah goes out. But now, we go back to Vayehi ben Tsoah Ha'aron, which means that the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev. So now, Klal Yisrael sin, as a result of sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give control of the land of Israel to our enemies, the destruction of the Mikdash, and the exile of Klal Yisrael. So in that sense, we understand very well, Mipnei Chatoenu Golini Marzenu, Nisrachaknu Me'al Admasenu, our sins have caused us to give up, to forfeit our rights to Eretz Yisrael, to the Mikdash. We go out to the exile, and all we have with us is the Torah. And every single area on the face of the Golus in exile is going to have its own connection to Torah. So for example, following the Golus, we go into a place called Bavel. And there's going to be a Talmud Bavli. There in Bavel, we're going to connect to a certain part of the Torah. Because that's the area on the face of the earth which is connected to that Torah. That we still have. So even in Golus, we have our connection to Torah. Again, it's going to be a much more limited connection to Torah. It's not Yerushalayim, it's not the Beis HaMikdash. But we will have a connection to Torah. And therefore, the introduction to our Sinai, to Kabbalah HaTorah, V'atah, Im Shamoah, Tishmu V'koli, V'shamarta Esprisi, V'yisim L'iskula Mikol Ha'amim, Kili Kol Ha'aretz. What's Kili Kol Ha'aretz? It means that if we observe the Torah, then we can achieve Kol Ha'aretz in Yerushalayim, because the Beis HaMikdash is the Eretz HaKoleles, it's the Kol Ha'aretz, and there we can study the Torah and reflect and reveal all of its deeper meanings, and that's wonderful. However, as I indicated before, there's an entirely different approach to the question as to why we went into Golus. And it's not Mipnei Chatoenu Golini Me'Arzenu. The Gemara tells us in Psachim, Lo Higlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Bein HaUmos, Ela Kedei Sheyisvasvu Aleihem Gerim. What does that mean? How many Gerim do you have? I mean, again, every city has a number of Gerim. But you know, like Marash, what's the great tremor here that we go out into Golis in order to bring back Gerim? Is that what we do? I mean, that's certainly not true in Aram Tzova. But anyway, so what happens over here? So he quotes the Ari. The Ari has a whole different perspective on Golus. What is Golus? Golus is a reversal of Adam HaRishon. Let's understand the mechanics of Kabbalah just on a very simple level. We're not Bali Kabbalah here, but in Torah HaNistar, what happens is that in the aftermath of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, there's a mixture of what we call Nitzotzei Kedusha in Tumah. In other words, as a result, there's no longer concentrated Kedusha. Kedusha now becomes broken, it becomes separated, it becomes scattered. And these Nitzotzos, these sparks of Kedusha get trapped in Tumah. And this spreads Kedusha all over the universe. Our responsibility as Jews is to go into Golus, find these Nitzotze Kedusha, and redeem them, free them, bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. The word Gerim in this statement in the Gemara of Sachim is a symbolic, shall we say, secret password for Nitzotze Kedusha, because Gerim means when you're a ger, you're alienated, you're exiled from your natural habitat. That's a ger. And these Nitzotze Kedusha are like Gerim because they find themselves spread out amongst the nations of the world in the Tumah of this world, and now we have to gather together these Gerim. We have to take the Kedusha out of the Tumah, and we have to bring it back to its natural state of Kedusha, back in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Archaim, with all the respect to the Ari, they were almost contemporaries, he says, I don't understand. It doesn't say that it's because of the chet of Adam HaRisha that we go into Golos in order to free and gather together all the Nitzotzei Kedusha. What we say and we declare this every Yontif in Davening and Musaf is that God, we went out to Golos because of our sins. We weren't worthy of Eretz Yisrael. We got booted from the land because we polluted the land. How do you reconcile this Lurianic philosophy of going into Golos in order to salvage and redeem the Nitzotzei Kedusha with the fundamental principle that we go into Golos because of our sins, mipnei chatoeinu? So now the Archaim comes up with a whole lumdus, a whole philosophy. He says the following: Yerushalayim is a magnet. As long as Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash stand, then all the Nitzotzei Kedusha gravitationally are pulled to this great magnet. We don't have to go into Golos. We can achieve the goal of Gerim, of gathering together Nitzotzei Kedusha and redeeming them from Tumah, without even stepping out of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash is the most intense Kedusha, and all these Nitzotzei Kedusha long and are pulled towards the Beis HaMikdash. He calls it the Even Shoeves, which is a magnet. He says, if not for our sins, we can achieve the goal that's described and formed by the Arizal without having to be spread out all over the world. The very fact that we have this Even Shoeves, we have all the Kedusha here in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to bring all these Nitzotzos HaKedusha to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash. The problem is that we sinned. And as a result of our sin, we get exiled from the land. And now, we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash to draw all of these Nitzotzos. We have to do the work now. We have to actively get involved in saving and redeeming these Nitzotzos of Kedusha. And how do we do that? The answer is back in the pasuk before Matan Torah. It says, V'yata im shamar tishmu b'kol b'koli u'shmartem es brisi v'yisem li skula b'kol ha'amim. What we have to do is, in order to be a skula b'kol ha'amim, is we have to dedicate ourselves to Torah, and as a result, wherever we are on the face of the earth, we can save these Nitzotzos Kedusha, separate them, pull them out from Tumah, and redeem them. Ki li kol ha'aretz, which means the entire world, with all the Nitzotzos of Kedusha that are spread throughout, they belong to Hashem. And Hashem says, if you'll observe the Torah, if you'll study the Torah, then ultimately you'll be able to find these Nitzotzos of Kedusha that spread throughout the Golos, and you'll be able to bring them back. From the Pizur, from the Vayhi ben Tzor Aaron, to the Umnucha Yoma. And this is something that David HaMelech sang a song about. Shir HaMalos, LeDavid, Samachti B'Omrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. Why is David HaMelech overwhelmed with joy when they tell him, Beis Hashem Nelech? Omdos Hayu Raglayim, Ragleinim B'Sharayach Yushalayim, Yushalayim Abnuya Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachtov, Shom Olu Shiftei Yisrael, Shiftei Ka, Edus Lizrael, Odos Hashem, Shoma Yashvu Kisos LaMishpat, Kisos LaBeis David. What is this chapter all about? What is the simcha of David HaMelech? David HaMelech was the final posek. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on any issue, the posek says in Shmuel Aleph, Hashem Imo Halacha Kamosa B'Kol Makom. Now David HaMelech, obviously, like any Talmud Chacham, when he studies the Torah, he's perplexed, he's confused. There are many issues, there are many ambiguities. Where is he going to go? He has to find a place in the world where he can clarify all these issues that are so muddy and so ambiguous. And the answer is, he's going to find himself in the Beis Hashem. Samachti b'omrim li beis Hashem nelech. When a person is confused, they are not in a state of simcha. But when David HaMelech reaches Yerushalayim, and there he's able to clarify all the issues and all the ambiguities, ki polemim chador v'kamtav alisa, then ain't simcha k'ataras asfekos. Here is where David HaMelech achieves the level of simcha. And the reason is, because Omdos Hayu Ragleinu V'Sharach Yushalayim, and now we're in Yushalayim. Yushalayim Habnuya Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachtov. It means that Yushalayim integrates all the parts of the Torah together. And here's where you can find the location that allows you to unravel all the ambiguities and solve all the confusions of the Torah. Nifteru Kol HaSfekos Balocha. Ein simcha katoras asfekos. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He sets up Yerushalayim. Sham olu shvatim. Shivtei ka. Edus Lisrael odus Lashem. He's talking about Aliyah L'Regel. When the people came from all the sides of Eretz Yisrael and they came to Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Regel, they would clarify all their confusions. Levara mishpat tzedek. Bein dam ledan, bein din ledin. Why, says the pasuk, Shama Yashvu Kisos LeMishpat, Kisos LeBeis David, the Kisos of Mishpat, the places where you could interpret the Torah and clarify its meaning were in the Kisos LeMishpat. Where? In Yerushalayim. And what we what we are called upon to do, and that's what Yerushalayim is going to do for us, is to be motzi la'ar all the mishpatei tzedek. We're going to clarify all the mishpatim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where? In Yerushalayim. We're spread out, we gather together to Yerushalayim, and that's where we're going to ask all our questions and raise all our ambiguities about the mishpat, and shama yashvu kisos la mishpat in Yerushalayim, which combines all the Torah together. That's where we're going to have some clarity, and that's where David HaMelech is going to achieve samachti bi'omrimli beis Hashem nelech. Now everything is built on this vision that when the Beis HaMikdash stands and the Shekhinah rests in the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim is the magnet and it draws together all the Chelkei HaTorah. That's the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That's the Even Sho Eves. That's the Yerushalayim Keir Shechubra LaYachdov that combines everything together into one body of Torah. And all this was perfect. And the magnet was doing wonders. And the Torah was clear. But we sinned. And as a result of our sin, we caused the Churban of the Bayis. And as a result of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, our enemies take over the land, and we're sent into Golus. And the Pasuk in Eicha says, "Vayetze mibas Tzion kol hadara." Hadara is miloshen hod. It means that the hod, which is the Torah of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, which is ki'ir shechubra layachtov, which combines everything together, is lost. And vayetze min bas Tzion kol hadorah nistalkom Yerushalayim klolius haTorah. And now we have to go out to Golus from place to place. And in every place, in every location where we find ourselves throughout Jewish history, we have to reveal that part of Torah that's connected to that place, to one of the membeis masos. We go out, as we said before, to Bavel, and we create the Talmud Bavli. The Rishonim go to Tsarfas, and in Tsarfat, that's where they create the Torah of Rashi and the Balei HaTosfos. They go to Spain, and that's where we get the Torah of Chachmei Sfarad, the Rift, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh. In every single location, after the Churban, we go into a particular Golus, and in that location, with all the darkness of Golus, we have one connection to clarity, and that's the connection to the Torah of that Makom. Every Makom has a reflection, a personification of its own unique Torah. And that's what the mission of us means when it says, "Havi Gola L'Makom Torah." A person has to pack out of his house, he has to go from one city to the other, and Havi Gola L'Makom Torah is a message of faith. It's not a commandment. It's a statement of faith. We believe that Havi Gola L'Makom Torah, that wherever you go into Golus, wherever you end up, we believe with an Amunah Shlema that he's going to a Makom Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of all causes, and he sends you and your community to a particular place. And why that particular place? Because that's where you're going to find the Torah that belongs inextricably in a very tight connection to that part of the world. And now we go back to a Medrash, and we begin to understand and appreciate our minog of reciting Vayehi b'Tzoa Aron when we take out the Sefer Torah, and Uvenu Chayoma when we replace the Sefer Torah. The Medrash says on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, "Ki Torah me'iti teitze." God says that the Torah is going to come from me. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Torah chadosha me'iti teitze, chidush Torah me'iti teitze." Says the Chasam Sofer in his drashos, "Liyasid lavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal that all the chidushei Torah of all the chachmei Yisrael, the chachmei HaTorah in every generation will be established as a mita shel Torah." What does it mean? Me'iti teitze, says the Chasam Sofer, "Osa Torah shechidshu kol talmidei chachamim shebidoros." Nikreis Torah Chadasha. The old Torah becomes new Torah. What's new about it? It's Me'iti. What does it mean, Me'iti? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to clarify the truth of all that Torah. The Ein Bazeh Pikbuk, V'lo Nishar Mokom Laharher. At the end of days, at the time of the ultimate redemption, Hashem will clarify all our ambiguities, all the issues, and all the chidushim, and all the insights. There's going to be a gathering from all the Goliaths, from all the Torah of all these locations that was created during the period of thousands of years. Iliyasid Lavo, Nizkel Asagos Chadoshos, will have new insights into the Torah. Which Torah? The Torah Shebirarnu B'meshach HaGolus. During the course of Golus, we tried and we worked to clarify again each place, the relative location, the relative to that Torah. And all this Torah now has to be given a brand new, fresh restart, a refresh button. And that's going to happen at the time of the ingathering of the exiles. And therefore, Li'asid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take all the various chidushim of all the generations. He's going to connect them. He's going to integrate them. It's going to be a Torah Chadosha to Teitzei Me'iti. And all the chidushim Torah of all the Chachmei Yisrael during all its Golios will finally come together as one, as an expression of a new Torah, which is Emes Lamita, where we can see clarity of the Torah. And Vayehi Ben Tzar Aharon, that, as we said at the outset of the Megala Mukos, is a remez to the Golos. During the time of Golos, it's Vayehi Ben Tzar Aharon. The Aharon travels to all the Membeis Golios. And that means that we take the Torah out to all these locations, we study the Torah, and we reveal its meaning. That's all we have to keep us going in the Golos. That's our spiritual life force. However, we get to the point of a Menucha Yomar, which is the final Menucha, when we set up the Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate Geula, when the Torah will become that broad Sefer in which we will have the Gilui of this new Torah. So when we go to the Aron to take out the Torah, Vayehi Ben Tzar Aharon, we recite Vayehi Ben Tzar Aharon. We're going to now study the Torah, take it out of the Aron Kodesh. This is the Torah that we take out into the various locations of the world. But Ubenucha Yoma, when we replace the Torah into the Aron, what we're declaring is that we know that at the end of the Golus, all these Vayehi Ben Tzar's will come together. Whatever we had in Golus was just the Torah. We were working in the Torah, was the Dalet Amos of Halacha, that's what we had. But now, after all these millennia of Esek HaTorah, we'll be Zocha to the Gula Sida. Then God will expand the Sefer, which is Vayehi Ben Tzar Aharon, to include Ubenucha Yomar. And that will be the moment, the day in which we will come to Yerushalayim. We will have the Beis HaMikdash, which incorporates the entire Torah, the whole corpus, all the Chidushei Torah, anything that was Mischadish in Chachmei HaTorah, in all the Golios, and that's going to happen in Mirtz Hashem at the time of Bias Goel, in Herav Yameinu. Amen. Yechiel, were you ever to hear anything? Yechiel, no? Maybe?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you were able to hear it. I had a lot of trouble, I don't know why, with the Skype. I gotta get some expert advice here, how to improve the Skype situation. Anyway, so Yechiel,